This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. A powerful police commander in southern Afghanistan, General Abdul Rasik, who had survived several Taliban attacks on his life, was killed Thursday in a shooting during a visit of the top U.S. general in Afghanistan. Two American soldiers were wounded. A local cameraman was also killed. We spoke to VOA correspondent Aisha Tanzim in Kabul, who describes Rasik as a very powerful man.
He was a very influential man in southern Afghanistan. Some people might argue that he was one of the most influential and rich people of the area. People called him the secret kingmaker of southern Afghanistan. He was also the commander who had put, by some accounts and in the words of some people, fear in the hearts of Taliban.
Local media said the participants were making their way to a helipad after the meeting when the shooting happened. American General Scott Miller was not harmed. A NATO spokesman called it an Afghan-on-Afghan incident. The Taliban swiftly claimed responsibility for plotting the attack, saying it was aimed at both Rasik and the American general. The Associated Press reports a man who previously traveled with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's entourage to the U.S. entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul just before writer Jamal Khashoggi vanished there, according to images published Thursday by a pro-government Turkish newspaper. AP's John Gambrell reports the images also show the Saudi man of interest leaving Turkey.
The man then checks out of a hotel in Istanbul with a large suitcase standing next to him in the surveillance photo. And then there's image of him walking through airport security on his way out of the country the same day.
On Wednesday, Twitter released a collection of more than 10 million tweets related to thousands of accounts affiliated with Russia's Internet Research Agency propaganda organization, as well as hundreds more troll accounts, including many based in Iran. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has warned the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo could worsen, but stopped short of declaring a public health emergency. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is Director General of WHO. He said his agency is taking this seriously.
We still have more than 250 people working in DRC to bring this outbreak to an end, and we will be vigilant and strengthen our response, and we will not rest until the outbreak is finished.
There have been over 200 confirmed cases of the deadly virus and 139 fatalities. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Thursday she is considering a European Union proposal that would keep Britain bound to the bloc's rules for more than 2 years after it leaves, an idea that angers her pro-Brexit critics in the UK.
Now, the original proposal from the EU was one that we could not accept in the UK. It would have created a customs border down the Irish Sea. Earlier in the year, we put forward a proposal as to how to deal with this issue. A further idea that has emerged, and it is an idea at this stage, is to create an option to extend the implementation period for a few matter of months, and it would only be for a matter of months.
At present, the two sides say Britain will remain inside the EU's single market and subject to the bloc's regulations from the day it leaves on March 29th until December 2020 to give time for new trade relations to be set up. A Vietnamese blogger known as Mother Mushroom has arrived in the U.S. after being released from prison Wednesday. She was serving a 10-year term for anti-state propaganda. Her plan is to settle in Houston, Texas. She told reporters she chose to come to the U.S. because no one cares more about human rights. Her plight received international attention last year when she was given an International Women of Courage Award in absentia. Women of reproductive age have been barred from a Hindu temple in India despite a Supreme Court ruling which declared the centuries-old ban illegal. Police in Kerala State chased stone-throwing protesters trying to keep women from entering the Sabarimala temple. More protests occurred Thursday. The state's communist government has vowed to uphold the court ruling and imposed emergency law Thursday and Friday. The Trump administration Wednesday decided not to brand China as a currency manipulator, but is monitoring Beijing for engaging in practices that are suspected of aggravating the worsening trade imbalance. U.S. Syria envoy James Jeffrey said some but not all militants have withdrawn from a Russian-Turkish demilitarized zone in Idlib province. They were supposed to leave with their heavy weapons by Monday. He described the seven-year war as frozen. Meantime, long-serving U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura announced that for personal reasons, he's stepping down from his post by the end of November. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.